You find me actually on the stage at the Erith Playhouse, and I'm with Tom Hopkins, the director of Blackadder.
It's the second in the series. We have a couple of different cast members, but it's all the same team backstage and technical wise, and obviously the predominance of the cast as well. So,
talk me through the set that we are standing on at the moment.
Okay, so at the minute we're in General Melchior's office, which is obviously set most of the time with General Melchior and Captain Darling. We've tried to recreate the grandeur of the office as much as we can. We've actually scaled it down a little bit from last time to create a lot more of a focal point on the trench, because I felt with the ending we wanted to create a much more poignant atmosphere with the trench, so it was much more important to focus on that area. So as we come across from the office, we have our trench, so you pretty much find yourself inside a World War I bunker, and we've tried to create the atmosphere of the trenches as much as we can. It creates such a dark and heavy atmosphere with the lighting once all of that was added in.
There's three acts. What are the three you're doing?
We start the show with Captain Cook, which is actually the first of the episodes in the fourth series, and that is where Captain Blackadder tries his first attempt to escape from the trenches by masquerading as Italian cook with his counterparts Baldrick and George. And then we go to Major Star, which is one of the middle episodes, so we kind of jump around a little bit from the BBC series. Major Star, which is another attempt of Blackadder's to find his way out of the trenches by putting on a concert party to boost the men's morale. Unfortunately, that doesn't go to plan. And then the final episode, which is what we finish on, is the last one of the fourth series, which is Goodbye, which obviously has quite a poignant end to it as well, which is what we wanted to kind of hone in on, especially with this being set for Remembrance Day as well.
How true to the BBC production do you try to be, or how much do you try and make it your own production?
We use the exact scripts from the BBC series, so the words are word for word. I tried when casting it, I did try to get it as like for like as I could with the characters. I mean, it's difficult, and it's important really not always to typecast as per a previous showing, but I think with Blackadder and the characters are so well played by Stephen Fry and Rowan Atkinson, and I just think it's important really that we reenact that on the stage, because that's what everybody's coming to watch. If somebody comes to watch something, they don't get the characters they're seeing on the BBC, then it's not going to be what they're thinking they're going to see. So,
but were you a fan of the TV shows?
I'm a huge fan of the fourth series. One of the things I praise a lot about this one is the, especially the final episode, Goodbye. I keep honing back to that because obviously we're around this time of year, and I think the writing by Richard Curtis Bennett is absolutely amazing. How they transport from such comedy to such a poignant ending to a show, and I think, to be honest, I think it's probably one of the most poignant ends to a comedy, a British comedy, and I really think the writing is phenomenal, how they can sort of kind of transport people from watching one thing to another thing and feeling so happy in one minute and so thought-provoking the next. There's one scene which always sticks out for me, where it all just completely changes, and I mean, even though, as you say, there are the odd laughs that go through, there is one particular scene where George and Baldrick start recalling about their time when they signed up and how great it was for them to join up to the war, and that's when you kind of feel the change in the auditorium, where everybody starts realising that this isn't a comedy, this isn't funny, this is very real life, this happened, this affected people in that such a way, and I think that's where you get the absolute change in the script, and that's where I think the amazing writing comes into play, and you start to see that.
And you've used not just the set, but then there's sound and there's lighting.
Yeah, so we've got obviously a huge team behind, obviously Steve in the sound box, Andy in the lighting box, and obviously not forgetting our wonderful wardrobe, Carolyn Marjorie, who dressed the show as well. Without all of those things together, you wouldn't be able to kind of relive the atmosphere that we try to present here on stage. So,
talk us through the cast, because we're going to meet some of them, aren't we?
We are, yes. Yes, so I suppose we'll start with Blackadder. So Captain Blackadder is played by Richard Harfs. Obviously, a fantastically experienced actor, Richard. He's done plenty of things before. We've got Michael Bate, who's playing Baldrick. Then we have Gary Nightingale, who is playing the part of George. Liam Shipton, who is playing Captain Darling, and Alex MacDonald, who's playing General Melchior. They're kind of our main characters, and then our two smaller parts, who is Bob Parkhurst, who is played by Jenny Tallywinsney, and finally General Haig, who is played by Gareth Hunt.
Go on, let's walk along the stage and you can introduce me.
Okay, so I'll let you speak to Liam first. So Liam's our wonderful Kevin Darling.
You're new to this.
I'm brand new. I originally auditioned for the part of General Melchett this year, but I wasn't tall enough.
Is this like getting into the army as well?
Yeah, exactly, yeah. So I thought that that was it, that I wasn't going to have anything to do with the show. And then a couple of months ago, I received a message from Tom saying that the man playing Captain Darling could no longer do the show, and was I interested? And so I said, absolutely, I am, and here we are.
What's it like as a role to play?
It's interesting because he is the only one who's on the same kind of intelligence level as Blackadder. So that's kind of why he resents Blackadder. So there's balancing that and the sycophancy that he has towards General Melchett, which makes it such an interesting role to play.
Did that take a lot of rehearsal?
The main issue I was having in rehearsal was trying not to laugh at the dialogue, because no matter how many times you hear it, it doesn't stop being funny. So that was the biggest issue for me.
And you've had a good reaction from the audience here.
Every night we're getting big laughs, we're getting big rounds of applause, and yeah, we're getting really good reactions.
Introduce me to some of your fellow cast members.
Over here we've got Gary, who is Lieutenant George, and to his left is Richard, who is Captain Blackadder.
Hello.
How long have you been working on this production?
Oh, this one's been about 8 weeks,
yeah.
Probably, something like that.
Yeah, just over 2 months now.
Yeah, yeah. It's been a lot of fun. It's been very hard not to laugh every night. But obviously we did the one a couple of years ago as well, where we did the other three episodes.
Yeah.
And that was a lot of fun as well.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's quite different, this one, isn't it?
You've got the final episode, Goodbye, which just ends on a real tearjerker. So it's very, very different from all the episodes, other episodes that we've done. But it's a good mix of comedy and tragedy.
Yeah, it does that thing where you laugh and then suddenly 1 minute you're just crying as well.
Yeah.
Brilliant writing.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it comes about a good, like, perfect time of year as well, I think. It highlights some of the problems that has been faced over the years.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's been great.
Absolutely.
Yeah. That's quite a shift at the end, isn't it?
But
it's not without the laughs.
Yeah, it still has those little bits that where it tries to come through without just like taking away from the real sort of punch at the end.
Creeps up on you at the end, doesn't it? Yeah, it's the last 5 minutes. It's like, whoa.
Pulls the rug under you,
Didn't see that coming.
Yeah.
You talk about the script, and clearly very tightly written as a script, but that can't be easy to translate to the stage with timing.
Yeah, it's taking a lot of practice, isn't it, for certain bits?
It really all depends on your audience. I mean, sometimes no audience will ever laugh at the same thing every single night. There are obvious points that it's an obvious big joke and you're always going to get a laugh for it, but the size of the laugh is always going to be different every night. Sometimes they may not even laugh at certain jokes. You never know exactly what's going to happen, so you have to adapt for whatever you get.
There are things that people are laughing at tonight that weren't laughing at things last night, but yeah, you've just got to go with it, haven't you?
What's the trickiest bit of the production, would you say?
Mine has to be the scene where they're revealing the paintings one by one, and it's Alex's lines as General Melchett are just spot on that. I try not to laugh every night because I laughed every time in rehearsal. So
So Alex, you play General Melchett.
That's right.
What's that like as a role?
It's just like walking on stage and being myself, really. I don't know. No, it's a lot of fun. I mean, it's written in a sort of glorious way, really, and there's some amazing sort of lines that it's a pleasure to be able to deliver. And it's a lot of fun when you get a nice audience response, but sort of a character to reflect on a bit as well, because he's not particularly nice, even though he's funny, and there's a very sort of dark edge to it all, really, and it all, as you've just been saying, comes through in a sort of crescendo at the end.
The production is on until Saturday.
That's right.
Tickets seem to be selling well, but what would you say to someone that's wondering whether to come and see the show?
Hunt someone down and steal their ticket.
It's a great piece of theatre to watch. I think it really sends the message of the week.
You don't even need to be a Blackadder fan particularly. It's such a well-written script. It's just fantastic entertainment, whether you like Blackadder or not.
Well, playhouse.org.uk is the website for all the details. Blackadder Goes Forth is on at the Erith Playhouse until this Saturday evening, 11th of November. Performances are at 8 p.m. and tickets are £10 if you can get them. They're selling fast.